It's always amazing to see how quickly your child grows, and I'm not just talking about their height. From those early babbles to full-on storytelling, getting to watch how their ideas, creativity, and confidence develop over the years is honestly pretty incredible. Sometimes they surprise you with what they come up with, and Lego Bricks can be right there with them through all of those stages. It's not just a toy, it's a full creative building journey that keeps evolving as they do. Lego Sets Play starts as early as 1.5, with Lego Duplo, the bigger bricks designed for little hands that are just starting to explore and build. Then around age 4, kids transition to the smaller Lego bricks, and suddenly, you're watching real structures take shape, real ideas form, and their imagination really take off. They begin with simple stacking, but over time they grow into full-on creators, building worlds, stories, and things you never would have expected. That's the kind of magic of Lego Bricks. You're not buying a phase, you're starting a journey. Learn more and start building today with Lego Bricks.
When I'm looking for high-quality furniture that doesn't break the bank, I don't have to settle for subpar styles because I can find everything I need at Bob's Discount Furniture. At Bob's, I can score everyday low prices on pieces that real customers love, like Consumer Reports recommended mattresses, real marble dining sets, and the best-selling modular Bob's sectional, which has over 1,700 five-star reviews. So stock up on five-star style and visit Bob's, where America shops for furniture.
Imagine you finally have a free day out on the town. You're about to enjoy a nice lunch when you get the alert that a window's been broken at home and you're miles away. These are the wake-up calls that remind us, in 1 second, everything can change. ADT security systems are built for those moments. They help keep your home safer with 24/7 monitoring. No one wants to feel unsafe at home or vulnerable when you're away. And with ADT, you won't. Their systems are professionally installed by trained technicians, so you can trust them to watch out for your home from day one. ADT has the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry, and the ADT Plus app lets you keep tabs on your home from anywhere you have service. You'll get the alerts that matter about your home safety. Don't wait to prepare your home for an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com. That's ADT.com. Or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP. That's 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
All right, the topic to start this final hour tonight is grief. The truth about grief. I saw a super interesting article from the USA Today. And it's about the fact that Conan O'Brien, I guess he lost his mother and father reportedly 3 days apart, which they were both in their 90s, so they were up there in age. But I can't even envision that. I lost my mother at a very young age. She was young when she passed away. Not in terms of my age. But my mom passed away in 2004. Okay, so it's been 20 years. My father is still here. He's had no real issues with his health since my mother passed. I'm so blessed to have him still in my life. So when I saw this about Conan O'Brien, I know what I went through from a grief perspective when my mom passed away. And I said, I can't even imagine losing two parents in the same week. That I just, because you're overwhelmed as it is. I would have been way out of it mentally and emotionally if that occurred for me. But in this article in USA Today from this licensed psychologist, at least, by the name of Siobhan Moore Loban, they say even if loved ones are of advanced age, it is still hard to prepare for anything that is life-altering, whether a person knew it was coming. And I get that. I was at a funeral earlier today for one of my uncles who passed away a little bit over a week ago to cancer. And my uncle was 73. And it just, you know, that grief is something that my family's trying to deal with at this specific moment. But there were some bullet points in this article about things about grief that I wanted to talk about and address. First bullet point that they mention, which I believe, and this is something that I've stood by for years, everyone grieves differently. I believe that. And the reason why we all should be thinking in that way is because we all don't have the same personalities. Some people are outgoing. Some people are just, they're not that way. They keep to themselves. There are so many people that are quiet in how they move. Some people need to have interaction with people when they're grieving. Some people kind of, they want to keep to themselves. And a grief expert by the name of David Kessler said how people grieve is influenced by the relationship that they have with the person that they lost. Also, what our religion taught us, what our culture taught us, and what our family taught us. So there's so much into it, but I honestly, I think one of the best things advice-wise that I got years ago was you're going to grieve. What is grief for you is not necessarily going to be the same way that somebody else is going to approach it. The second thing that they talk about is how to help someone grieve. If you're trying to comfort someone going through such a loss, don't try and minimize their loss, nor put a timetable to the grieving process. That's something else that I would agree with. And I say that one, Lindsay, because when we say that, or when I say grieve in your own way and a timetable, some people, it's not like there's a book on how to grieve. It's not like you can say or expect somebody to get past it or to not be sad or to not be emotional 2 months out or 6 months out or a year out. Like, man, our relationships are different with people. And Henry Lake may feel a certain way about his mom based on our relationship that could be extremely different from how you have a relationship with maybe your parents. What do you think of that? There's not a calendar that says this is the mark. This is by the 10-day point, you're good.
Right. I think a lot grief is one of those things that there's no control. I mean, we have so little control in so many aspects of our reality, and we've created, you know, false realities that give us some sort of sense of control. But grief is not linear. Like, you could be shocked into basically avoidant tendencies after a death of somebody, and maybe it doesn't really start bubbling for you until 6 months down the road and you see somebody whose smile looks like them. Or maybe it's just some song that came up on the radio, or maybe it's like a Choco Taco or something that you should like. It's there's so much ambiguity when it comes to grief. But all I know when I go through it, and I try to interact with it as much as I can on a daily basis, I'm a pretty big bleeding heart, and so I think it's good to interact with it every day. So when it does come in the big waves, I feel more equipped to deal with it because we're kind of taught to push away, to consume, to escape, to find something else, because sitting in that grief and that sadness and that loss that they're no longer there is very uncomfortable. But I think Andrew Garfield went on one of the late night shows, maybe it was Conan, and he was talking about how they had lost, his family had lost their mother, and how I think he described her as the best of us. And he talked about grief as being that reminder that love is still there, and that there was so much love when they were here. And I'm a huge believer that energy never dies. And so if I feel that grief, then I'm still technically holding them alive here with me. It's painful.
I never looked at it like that. Yeah.
Yeah, it's painful.
That's deep,
but
actually.
Thank you, I guess. But it's just suffering is an inherent part of human nature, and we try to disassociate ourselves with it, and from that we rob ourselves from the opportunity of healing and still holding that person, or sometimes it's a concept, maybe it's something you used to be. I don't know.
Do you have both your parents?
I have many parents. Okay. I have a very blended family. I'm very lucky in that sense, and so I haven't I haven't joined the worst clubs that there ever have been, as I've been told, as many of my friends have been. But grief is something that my family knows very. We've had a tough year, like you have, Henry, and so especially this time of year with the holidays, you got to sit with it, and it's really good to sit with it with other people.
Yeah. Yeah. No, you're right. But you know what? Not everybody's equipped that like that.
No, they're not.
Some people have to just be by themselves because that's who they are. And I get that, man. I totally do get that with regards to, like, that's how people operate because, you know, we just kind of live in this situation where you can't expect everybody to be reacting the same or really on the same page with regards to things that are happening with losing people. It's kind of an awkward place to be. All right, 651-461-9226. Speaking of family, a disappearance leads to a broken family. That story we get to next year on The Lake Show.
It's always amazing to see how quickly your child grows. And I'm not just talking about their height. From those early babbles to full-on storytelling, getting to watch how their ideas, creativity, and confidence develop over the years is honestly pretty incredible. Sometimes they surprise you with what they come up with. And Lego Bricks can be right there with them through all of those stages. It's not just a toy. It's a full creative building journey that keeps evolving as they do. Lego Sets Play starts as early as 1.5 with Lego Duplo, the bigger bricks designed for little hands that are just starting to explore and build. Then around age 4, kids transition to the smaller Lego bricks, and suddenly you're watching real structures take shape, real ideas form, and their imagination really take off. They begin with simple stacking, but over time they grow into full-on creators, building worlds, stories, and things you never would have expected. That's the kind of magic of Lego Bricks. You're not buying a phase, you're starting a journey. Learn more and start building today with Lego Bricks.
When I'm looking for high-quality furniture that doesn't break the bank, I don't have to settle for subpar styles because I can find everything I need at Bob's Discount Furniture. At Bob's, I can score everyday low prices on pieces that real customers love, like Consumer Reports recommended mattresses, real marble dining sets, and the best-selling modular Bob's sectional, which has over 1,700 five-star reviews. So stock up on five-star style and visit Bob's, where America shops for furniture.
Imagine you're watching the game at a buddy's house when you get a call that someone tried to break into yours. In a second, everything can change. That's why there's ADT. No one wants to feel unsafe in their own home. ADT security systems help keep your home safe with 24/7 monitoring. The ADT Plus app keeps you in control the whole time. ADT's network is built for those game time moments. They have the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry. Don't leave your home wide open during an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
At Graybar, we know your time is money. That's why our services go beyond parts and products. With kitting, pre-assembly, wire carts, and Graybar smart reels that keep you moving. We stage materials and manage logistics so you can spend less time sorting and more time installing. And with locations nationwide, we deliver when and where you need it, working to make your job easier every step of the way. Yep, Graybar does that.
Talking about family and sad stories, I definitely wanted to get to this one because I think this one's rather odd. Many of you maybe have heard about this woman that was missing from Hawaii. I guess however you want to view missing, because she did end up being found. Her name is Hannah Kobayashi, okay? She's from Hawaii. And she had went missing. Her family reported that she was missing. They didn't have any kind of contact with her. Eventually, it led to her being found. Like, there was some video or something. Like, she was walking around in Mexico or somewhere. Her sister had wrote, "We do not have actual proof of where she is, other than that she is somewhere in Mexico. The past 31 days have been absolute hell for us, and I feel they will continue to be for a while, even as we try to transition back to some semblance of normalcy." All right, so that was from her sister, Sydney. So Hannah, she had disappeared. It sparked a police investigation before she was found to have voluntarily left the country. Told relatives she did not want to return to her home state. Now, the reason why this is super sad, and we're talking about families here, is because after she went missing in November at LAX Airport, Los Angeles International Airport, the spot where days later her father died by suicide, and what family members said was a result of a broken heart. So I'm really trying to wrap my head around this, that her father committed suicide thinking something was done to her daughter or something. Each day brought the unbearable uncertainty of whether my sister was alive or dead. Losing my father to suicide during this ordeal was more than my soul and heart could bear. I am human. Okay? That is what was stated by the sister. Now, she had left the sister, or the woman, Hannah, had sent cryptic last messages to loved ones. It sparked concerns and internet theories from all over. So now, to fast forward, they know that she's okay. They know that she's alive. But she does not want to have a reunion with her family. It's over. It's a wrap. It's done. That is a weird thing to me. To get to a point where there's no, you can't, there's no reconciliation that can happen there with you and your loved ones. Like, this is the type of situation you're going to have a 1-hour documentary, some sort of storyline thing is going to have to eventually play out in the next couple of years, whether it's per the family or her having a sit-down interview about what happened. Because then her dad committed suicide, which is the most tragic of twists to the story. Like, and you see stories all the time about people having issues within their family and their family breaking apart. I don't know. Did you see recently some of the stuff about Aaron Rodgers?
Have there been new developments other than he hasn't talked to his family in years?
Well, yeah, but did you hear anything about some of the reason why they kind of fell apart?
I've heard some reasons. I'm curious to hear yours.
Well, one of the Ian, well, I can't remember his last name. He's a phenomenal writer. Can't remember his last name right now. He wrote an Aaron Rodgers book. Okay,
okay.
He's a famous sports writer with Sports Illustrated, and he wrote this book. So he's digging into all the different things that are happening. And so I knew that he came from a religious family.
Okay? Aaron Rodgers did, yep.
Yes, Aaron Rodgers did. Well, one of the things that was big in their family was, in terms of like it was a negative, was premarital sex.
Mm.
Okay? And so it comes out that the mother was really upset, not just with the premarital sex, but that I guess that part started to arise at the time he started dating, or he was seeing Olivia Munn,
mm-hmm.
who I've been a fan of Olivia Munn for a while.
Sure.
And so her and Aaron were dating, and they were hot and heavy.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, I don't know that if this was just some, I don't know how deep this went, but there was a mention about like game day, you know, activities.
Sure.
And essentially, it got back to mom, and mom lost it. And so, like, so you've heard the stuff about
yep.
them being estranged for, I don't know how many years it's been now.
At least a decade.
Yeah, it's been a while.
It's been a long time.
It's been a while. But families all have stuff,
mm-hmm.
okay? My family's got stuff. Every family's got stuff. There's different levels or layers to what stuff is, right? I know for a fact, me, my dad, my sister, my immediate, we don't have any issues like that. Like you know, we're all hanging out now. But then you see stories like this with this woman. She doesn't even want to go back to Hawaii. She just wants to wander around through life and just do her own thing by herself.
Hmm.
That just, I say all that because I think it is a blessing that when you do have family and when you are in a situation where you do feel comfortable, not everybody has that. And we're seeing a lot of different scenarios and stories of that. this woman, I don't know what her financial situation is, but it's heartbreaking. Aaron Rodgers is rich. Mm-hmm. He's well known. He's famous. But he doesn't have his family. Like, that's heartbreaking.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not an Aaron Rodgers fan, but I'm kind of heartbroken for him. If you don't have your mom around, dude, I'd do anything to have my mom back. My mom's been gone 20 years. I'd do anything to get my mom back. It's a dude, you're never doing another radio show again. You know, everything that's in your bank account right now, we got to take it all. Take it. I don't care. Get my mom back. I'm good.
So it bugs you when people have
no, it doesn't bug
friction.
Me. It just makes me wonder, like, how significant the issue is. Not in terms of me judging what the issue is. I'm talking about for them to deal with it internally in their family structure,
right,
where they have to break apart like that.
Yeah, I would just find it really hard, like, with your experience, not to feel a certain type of way, because, you know, there's still opportunity there for them to resolve it. And that's not an opportunity that everybody has. And that in and of itself is heartbreaking. But I also think, you know, this is a big thing happening with a lot of the millennial and Gen Z generations, where there's a lot of cutting off of family members, of parents, of different just people in your life that maybe you have realized have been toxic, or even worst case scenario, you've been abused by. And that's why I try not to judge where people are with their families, because you don't know what has gone on. But in terms of that lack of connection, and then that kind of refusal to even try to build that back up, we got to do some digging there. We got to do some digging, because unless something is so bad that you can't resolve it, you know, there should be an invitation. That's what boundaries are. They're an invitation to exist in a new space in a relationship. I know a lot of people, they're like, oh, boundaries. I can't get through to them. There's no way. No, it's just, they're just trying to move into a different space. And so I feel like that story will be on Netflix someday, just because of the extremes of it, but it's a very common dynamic in today's world in our society.
Brothers and sisters? Do you have brothers and sisters?
Again, I have many. I usually have to explain my family with a diagram, but I have brothers and sisters, yes.
Got
all
you.
Younger, yep.
Got you. Okay. You're the oldest.
I'm the oldest of the ones that are blood related, and then I have stepsisters that are older. But yes, I'm the oldest, but I didn't grow up in the same house, so I have siblings, but I'm also an only child. It's complicated.
But the house stuff, that didn't mean anything.
Like, that means everything. That means everything, whether or not you have siblings around. What was I supposed to do? Just keep hitting tennis balls against my garage because none of my friends could hang out? That changes.
No, I'm talking about in terms of identifying people of whether they're your brother or sister. Like, based on mom and dad and what. Yeah, yeah. So I don't view it in that way. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. So, like for me, I got one younger sister. It's just me and her.
What's the age gap?
10 years.
That's a very unique dynamic.
Yeah. And she lives in LA we always get along, but it was one of those situations where, probably, I don't know if I was like 7 or 8. I'm begging and begging and begging and begging. I want a brother. I want a sister. I want a sibling, basically. Right.
You want a play partner.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And they waited. You're 10. Boom. And I was.
You got more than you bargained for, didn't you?
So then it hit me that she was going to be a bugaboo. And I'm like, oh my gosh. And so my mom would, you better not be mean to your sister. Because there were a couple times early on where I was a little bit mean because I was, like, frustrated. I'm like, nah, my God.
Right.
Baby's getting on my last damn nerve. But no, great relationship. Great relationship.
That's amazing.
Yeah,
good for you.
Yeah, I see these stories, man, and it's – and I'm not trying to depress everybody tonight because I'm talking about Conan O'Brien and his grief. I'm talking about families being broken apart. But it's just kind of a weird dynamic, and especially during this time.
Mm-hmm.
Like, this is the holiday season. This is a topical thing that we're seeing stories about this woman in USA Today, all across the country, because everybody was concerned and thought that she was,
mm-hmm,
you know, dead. And now we know that she's alive. We know that she's good to go, or at least to some degree she's healthy. And then you know that it's the holiday season, and she's like, nope, I'm not getting back with my family. We got stuff, and I'm not dealing with them anymore. I'm like, man, I feel bad for you. That's sad.
I mean, what if she showed up to the party, and would you address that right away, or would you just act like it didn't happen? If she were to go back and, like, first time she's seeing everybody since all this happened. Do you go right at it? Or
if you're a family
small
member?
Yeah, like that's the other dynamic, because there's a lot of people entering in. Maybe their holiday party's a little bit more armed to the tooth this time around than last year.
I think there's only one way you approach it.
Yeah.
And when I say that, I'm generalizing. I'm not saying that there's literally just one way. You walk up and you give her a hug.
Yeah.
I don't.
A well-adjusted man, Henry Lake. I like you.
I don't know that there's any other natural reaction to that. Like, I don't think that there's any mean mugging. I don't think that you're like, what the hell are you doing? Like, in my reaction in that moment would not be to be anything negative. I would just walk up and give a hug and say, I love you.
Mm-hmm.
Like, anything other than that, I think will be a kind of a little bit awkward to me.
Conversations later. Let's get some pie in there first. Let's get some food. But that would be one of the more awkward reunions for sure.
Yeah, that's something. Mm. All right, 651-461-9226. Coming up next, Derek Chauvin, remember, former Minneapolis Police Department officer. At this specific point, I think he's grasping for straws. We get to that next year after weather on The Lake Show.
It's always amazing to see how quickly your child grows. And I'm not just talking about their height. From those early babbles to full-on storytelling, getting to watch how their ideas, creativity, and confidence develop over the years is honestly pretty incredible. Sometimes they surprise you with what they come up with. And Lego Bricks can be right there with them through all of those stages. It's not just a toy. It's a full creative building journey that keeps evolving as they do. Lego Sets Play starts as early as 1.5 with Lego Duplo, the bigger bricks designed for little hands that are just starting to explore and build. Then around age 4, kids transition to the smaller Lego bricks, and suddenly you're watching real structures take shape, real ideas form, and their imagination really take off. They begin with simple stacking, but over time they grow into full-on creators, building worlds, stories, and things you never would have expected. That's the kind of magic of Lego Bricks. You're not buying a phase, you're starting a journey. Learn more and start building today with Lego Bricks.
When I'm looking for high-quality furniture that doesn't break the bank, I don't have to settle for subpar styles because I can find everything I need at Bob's Discount Furniture. At Bob's, I can score everyday low prices on pieces that real customers love, like Consumer Reports recommended mattresses, real marble dining sets, and the best-selling modular Bob's sectional, which has over 1,700 five-star reviews. So stock up on five-star style and visit Bob's, where America shops for furniture.
Imagine you're watching the game at a buddy's house when you get a call that someone tried to break into yours. In a second, everything can change. That's why there's ADT. No one wants to feel unsafe in their own home. ADT security systems help keep your home safe with 24/7 monitoring. The ADT Plus app keeps you in control the whole time. ADT's network is built for those game time moments. They have the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry. Don't leave your home wide open during an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
At Graybar, we know your time is money. That's why our services go beyond parts and products. With kitting, pre-assembly, wire carts, and Graybar smart reels that keep you moving. We stage materials and manage logistics so you can spend less time sorting and more time installing. And with locations nationwide, we deliver when and where you need it, working to make your job easier every step of the way. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hi, I'm Kirk Cameron. Is health insurance eating up your budget for 2026? If you're looking for ways to better steward your finances, consider this. Christian Healthcare Ministries is a health insurance alternative at half the cost. As a ministry, CHM allows you to share the burden of medical bills with other believers. Join CHM today by visiting chministries.org/solution. That's chministries.org/solution.
One thing that the world will never forget is the trial of Derek Chauvin. No one will ever forget the video of Derek Chauvin killing George Floyd. No one will ever forget that. That will not be anything that will be erased from my memory bank. We lived through the protest, the anger from the community, not just here, but across the world. We all saw it. Derek Chauvin's legal team, or Derek Chauvin, is, I get it, man. You're going to do everything that you can to get out of your sentence. Because Chauvin is serving a state and federal prison sentences in excess of 20 years. He's seeking to overturn his 2022 federal civil rights conviction over ineffective assistance of counsel. He's arguing that his original defense attorney failed to inform him that a forensics pathologist based in Topeka, Kansas, told Nelson he did not think Chauvin caused Floyd's death. So what he's saying is that, and what they're trying to do is they want to examine George Floyd's heart tissue. And in a federal, you know, in this challenge, they're saying that Derek Chauvin is allowed to examine George Floyd's heart tissue. That motion was granted by U.S. District Judge Paul Magnuson. To what? To what end? You can make the claim that it was a heart condition and not the knee to the neck. You can say that. No one's buying that. No one's buying that. Magnuson wrote that Chauvin's defense team may take discovery of the slides of Floyd's heart, tissue samples of his heart, tissue blocks containing heart tissue from Floyd, and recut sections of all autopsy tissue slides relating to his heart. They're allowed to inspect and make copies of any photographs taken of Floyd's heart. There's nothing in this world. There's nothing that they can produce to us at this time where the people of this country will look at Derek Chauvin as nothing more than the murderer of George Floyd. There are a few people out there that will make the claim that him putting the knee on the neck didn't kill George Floyd. I'm not one of those people. Okay? I'm not one of those people. I don't like the assertion at all. But those are the individuals out there that are grasping for straws. I don't think this works. Now, you say, well, why not? Because the video doesn't lie. The man is telling you, you can scream from the top of your lungs, Derek Chauvin, about heart issues. He's telling you, I can't breathe. And you didn't take your knee off his neck. And it wasn't like it was just like one officer that made this situation so heightened. I wonder if our country's ever going to really, I don't want to say get past George Floyd, because I don't think we should ever look at it as getting past. Will we actually look in the mirror and say, man, dude, we've had way too many messed up situations, and can we actually learn from one of them? From one, Breonna Taylor, George Floyd. Can we learn from one? I think that that's one of the biggest things in society right now. And let's just be honest, in our world today, we don't learn from our mistakes.
I think it's recognition of cause suffering.
That part is, it's like, I don't know. You think that this flies? Like, when you hear this, when you hear me talk about Derek Chauvin is trying to say heart issues for George Floyd, does that, do you automatically like, yeah, I think he's got a point there. He's
no.
got a case.
No. I go to where you say, like you said, you're exhausting every legal avenue you possibly can, which was what you would expect from any lawyers to attempt for their client. It's not going to change what
But this
we
is
know.
Him at this, because like he doesn't even have the same representation anymore.
Correct. Well, there's always going to be somebody that's willing to try yeah. their hand, take the money, try to make something out of it. I wonder that same question myself about grappling with the actions, and then you can loop back to reparation conversation where that's kind of, it's all dripping in that.
I'm not even sitting here saying and advocating for, because I never met George Floyd in my life.
Right.
I'm not going to sit here and make it paint the picture he was a saint or that he didn't pass a counterfeit bill. Whatever. I don't know that he did, because we never got like 100% confirmation that the bill was counterfeit or there was an allegation of it. My point is this: I'm not here championing George Floyd as like some great person. I know this: he didn't deserve to die. I know
Correct.
That. I know that what we saw in terms of the video and what happened to him on that day, like he didn't deserve that. Mm-hmm. I don't think anybody deserves that.
No, it's like that's. You have a right to a fair and expedient trial, and that was stolen from him that day, in addition to his life and everything else. And it's, yeah, it. I'm not sure. It's one thing to grapple with it here at the local level. You'd have to tell me that, because I was in Las Vegas when all of that was
Ooh,
happening,
yeah.
and moving back and seeing.
Was there any protest there though?
There were protests, but they were smaller.
It seemed like it was all across the world.
No, there was. But Vegas is a hard rallying call. I've been to other protests in town, but the George Floyd thing, because you know that was right during the first summer of COVID and
yep.
everything, and,
yep.
and that was it was just such a loaded thing. And I just remember watching like as many of the local news feeds as I possibly could on my computers because I didn't want to know what CNN was saying, what any of them was saying, because I knew that people here were going to cover it, and it was just. I couldn't imagine being here. I couldn't imagine feeling that hurt and going through that, and how, as we loop back to our grief conversation, time passes. Things kind of dissipate, but not really, because those scars are still there too, whether they want to clean up the precinct or not. Like, we have to confront it all the time.
Yep.
That, in collective traumas like that, you have to. Otherwise, you forget. You never give your chance to, give it yourself a chance to learn the lesson if you just forget about it.
Yeah, yeah. I just
I don't know.
I'm a person, man, that I continue to just look at things, and I always want to make, especially out of negative situations, you want to make things better moving forward. That's the hope. It doesn't always happen, but that's the hope. That's what you want to do. And I don't think that we have – I think as society, we oftentimes, when we have situations like this where it makes us look in the mirror and we have to, like, really kind of, like, check ourselves, I think we do good for a short amount of time, and then we just fall back into our old ways. And that's the problem. Like
that's the system, Henry, isn't it?
Well,
rinse, repeat, right? You got to go to work.
Well, yeah. Well, and it's also – and it's well, but it's also acknowledging – that we haven't actually moved into, like now there's a thought about immunity, like just immunity as a thing for
right.
police officers, like
whatever they do. Yep.
Yeah, that's regression to me.
100,000%.
Like I don't that part I can't get. That's why you were in Vegas at the time.
Yeah.
No, I would not imagine anywhere it being as big as the protests here where it happened.
Mm-mm.
But I remember during COVID seeing the images of people protesting all over the world. And mm-hmm. like that tells you how outraged everybody was. And it was, you know, at the same time, it was embarrassing for us. Like people were like, man, what, Minnesota, what are y'all doing there?
Mm-hmm. What,
Minneapolis Police Department. And we've been kind of like in the spotlight before that.
Well, everybody likes to talk about how great of a place it is to live here, and it is for a lot of people, but there's a lot of people that don't have that experience either, and we've done a really effective job of making sure that certain people stay in certain places in Minnesota, and yep. and that's where everybody has their own mirror to confront. No two cities are the same. No two communities are the same, just like how no two individuals who are lost to violence, be that at the hands of police brutality or otherwise, are not the same. But what does remain the same is the practice of continuing to acknowledge and trying to be better.
Yeah.
It's all you can do.
Final segment of the Lake Show is coming up next. No, don't be confused, people. We're going to get to it.
I'm going to get it one of these times. Like, I swear to you.
You just got to, whenever you get a chance, just fade into the Miles Davis here in a second. And we just kind of let that ride out for the rest of the show. Final segment of the Lake Show here on this Monday. Lindsey Brown, she is producing this evening. There's not a day this week that Chris Tubbs is here. I'm not sure. This is a funny thing. You're here tonight and back Thursday, right?
That's my understanding.
And then Ryan Perpich, who was in earlier today for Jimmy producing the morning show, I'm going to be with him, or he's going to join me Friday, I know for sure. I have no idea who's in. Why is there two songs?
No, there's two songs? Oh, my gosh. I thought I was going to get out of here clean, and I can't do it. There's So What by Miles Davis, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But
that's what I'm playing. I know what I was doing. I'm good at this, guys. I'm real good. A true profesh.
That was funny. What was the other song, though, by the way? I was just curious.
Oh, God. Eye on You?
Oh, I don't
it's
know.
Just a regular bumperoo.
Oh, okay. I got you. I'm assuming it might be J-Lo. I'll check with J-Lo. But this will be my final week, I think, of 2024.
Ooh.
Are you a part of... The reason why I asked this question is because I'm out all next week.
Mm-hmm.
Christmas week, next week, I'm out. I'll have just time to myself. Are you somebody that... You got like a million different things you'd look to do during Christmas week?
No. Okay. I try to minimize
relax.
It. Yeah.
Yeah,
I try to relax. The stress is already going to be built in, so why would I add to it? Why would I make it worse? And then just being here this year, I'll have a lot of shifts to cover, so it'll be nice. I like being in here alone. It's nice.
All right. So we're seeing that's why the first topic of the night was perfect. I said this to open the show, that we are in the it isn't how you start but how you finish phase with Sam. Sam Darnold has not looked good tonight. Now I'm not saying he's looked terrible, but he hasn't looked great. And so, you know, I'm doing the show, and I'm not going to sit here and say I've seen every single play, right? Like, me and Lindsey are here. We're doing the show. We got it up on multiple monitors. So she's probably watched just as much of the game as I have, maybe. But Lindsey, it's been shaky. He's 17 of 30, 157 yards, one touch, one pick. Quarterback rating's terrible, 68.3. Now, listen, I'm not sitting here because you guys know me well enough. It's not just about stats. I'm not just going to read you the box score because there's so much that goes into a box score, right? Anybody that just views or looks at the box score and they think that tells everything, that's not true. We have the game up here. The box score is pretty accurate, though, from what we've seen tonight.
It's not including the at least three outbursts from Henry. Like, get rid of it!
Yeah, there's been at least multiple times I'm like, dude, throw the ball.
Yeah.
Like, his awareness in the pocket tonight has...
Holding it a little bit too long.
Yeah, I'm like... Huh?
We shouldn't be having this much trouble with the Bears. This is supposed to be the easiest game left on the schedule, right? The worst opponent? Said you?
Worst opponent,
this
for sure.
It always happens with the Bears, though. They're so pesky, and it's usually when the Vikings play at Soldier Field.
We always have trouble with the Bears.
We always do.
Well, this is the deal. The rest of the schedule, after tonight, it's the Seahawks, the Packers, and the Lions. Those are your Ooh. Final three games. All those teams are good.
Mm-hmm.
Those all three potentially playoff teams.
Two of them are pretty beat up, though, positionally. Different places.
Detroit, they're beat up on
big time
defense.
Yeah. And I'm pretty sure Geno Smith has an owie as well.
Yeah, but what do we don't know quite yet what the deal is. Yeah.
We'll just have DK Metcalf fumble it and then run it back, right? There's a lot, we'll just put it in the hands of DK. Be fine.
They lost me a parlay yesterday. I was beating
the Oh, no. Yeah.
That was the only I just needed them to close.
Maybe. Send him a hate message?
No, I left it alone.
That's good. It's big of you.
Yeah, but it's going to be interesting. We just need Sam to finish strong, baby.
Mm.
Like, yeah, we love what you've given us this year. Got to finish. And Chicago, the Bears. I got a good friend of mine from college. We didn't go to the same college, but we met in college, and he lived in Atlanta or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And he is a big time. He posts every week about his Bears. I didn't needle him the first time we beat them.
I was going to say, I'm scared to ask.
I wonder if I should say something this time, though.
What do they have to be mad about, though? They got their guy. Like, why do we have this expectation you get to pick the number one overall quarterback, the next Patrick Mahomes? You're going to be a winning team the next year? I know they got new toys. I know they went out and got Keenan Allen. Don't matter. It's the Bears.
It means nothing if you've only won four games.
Right. But why expect things
but
right
you're
away?
But you're saying they got Caleb.
I know. But so just take this year as it is. Eat your vegetables.
Oh, they have to, yeah.
It's just with the success right away. CJ Stroud did it. Well, clearly everybody else should be able to do it, just like Tom Brady, right? So easy. You just make the decision to do it.
Yeah, I understand Bears fans, though. I'd be a little bit emotional, too, if I invested what I invested into their team and it didn't look any better.
And it is the first year where they've had true hope. And so, like, could you imagine the disappointment that it's just not to the point that you would think it was?
Keenan Allen.
Yep.
Roma Doozy.
Yep. DJ Moore.
He was a top 10 pick. And DJ Moore was there last year, but
Is he still pissed?
He was really good last year.
Is he still angry?
I don't know.
I heard earlier in the season he wasn't pleased.
I got him on my fantasy bench.
Oh, boy. So he can't be doing that well.
That tells you all you need to know. Well, I got A.J. Brown.
There you go.
And Brian Thomas.
Good thing there's no drama on the Eagles ever. A.J. Brown was quiet this week because Jalen Carter was getting into it on the side. Like, Big Dom had to get involved. I was trying to bring that up in headlines, but you said there was no more time.
Oh, I didn't know.
Oh, yeah.
Jalen Carter got in their faces?
Words were exchanged. Between Big Dom was around.
Jalen Carter and A.J.?
No, Nick Sirianni.
Oh.
No, I don't think. I would think A.J. would be on the field. Jalen's around on the
Yeah,
on
the that's what I would think.
Right.
I'll say this, Jalen Carter is somebody I wouldn't want to bother with. Then again, he's the coach.
Right, for now.
You don't get into, yeah.
They fall short this year, he's going to be out. They got too high expectations.
Probably.
I'm really sad because the teardrop in the Super Bowl meme is one of the best. You can tell that guy cares. A little bit too much.
Oh! The coach got into it with his defensive line coach.
Jalen Carter's what, second year? Yeah, second year.
I don't think he got in the face of Jalen Carter. He got into the face of the coach.
I know separation was needed by Dom. That's all I saw.
By Dom?
The only security guy that everybody knows. For some reason, we know all of the random characters in Philadelphia. You got Gritty with the Flyers.
Did we just give up a touchdown?
Oh, my God.
Oh, we didn't jinx the Vikings.
Harrison Smith made the tackle, though, at the goal line. 2-2, flying on over.
Come on, Minnesota. Finish.
Come on.
What's been the theme of this show?
Not grief. Oh, no. Now I have grief, though. Oh, God. I thought this is going to be like that Buffalo game, that goal line stand. Remember
Lindsay,
that?
Lindsay.
God, that was fun.
The theme of the show has been finish what you started.
Oh, that's right.
Finish strong.
I had two.
Now the Vikings have to finish strong. 13-6. Wait, is that a touchdown by the Bears? Is that confirmed?
Challenged?
Or is it? No, that's a flag.
Uh-oh.
Give us a call, please.
Somebody tell us. You have 35 seconds, which is a great amount of seconds to have left. Oh, this is timing it perfectly. Look at this. I didn't even try to do this. Yes.
Take the touchdown off the board. It's still 13-0. Whatever happens tonight, in this game. We'll definitely talk about it. Guys, have a good rest of your evening. We'll talk to you guys tomorrow night right here on The Good Neighbor.
It's always amazing to see how quickly your child grows. And I'm not just talking about their height. From those early babbles to full-on storytelling, getting to watch how their ideas, creativity, and confidence develop over the years is honestly pretty incredible. Sometimes they surprise you with what they come up with. And Lego Bricks can be right there with them through all of those stages. It's not just a toy. It's a full creative building journey that keeps evolving as they do. Lego Sets Play starts as early as 1.5, with Lego Duplo, the bigger bricks designed for little hands that are just starting to explore and build. Then around age 4, kids transition to the smaller Lego bricks, and suddenly you're watching real structures take shape, real ideas form, and their imagination really take off. They begin with simple stacking, but over time they grow into full-on creators, building worlds, stories, and things you never would have expected. That's the kind of magic of Lego Bricks. You're not buying a phase, you're starting a journey. Learn more and start building today with Lego Bricks.
The pressure on data centers has never been greater. Whether you're expanding capacity, supporting AI workloads, or building new facilities, Graybar works alongside you with the solutions, specialists, and logistics expertise you need today. We help you power performance every step of the way, so your operation is ready now. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hi, I'm Kirk Cameron. Is health insurance eating up your budget for 2026? If you're looking for ways to better steward your finances, consider this. Christian Healthcare Ministries is a health insurance alternative at half the cost. As a ministry, CHM allows you to share the burden of medical bills with other believers. Join CHM today by visiting chministries.org/solution. That's chministries.org/solution.
Looking for something smart, soulful, and full of heart? I'm Jen Hatmaker, host of For the Love, the podcast where we talk about what really matters, love and family, faith and purpose. Every week, I'm joined by incredible guests for honest conversations that invite all of us to live with more intention, more laughter, and more connection. Join us on For the Love wherever you get your podcasts.